Today we have an exciting episode. It's about currency uncertainties and economic threats. Our guests are Donna, who is a VP of Global Strategic Alliance and a national financial consultant. And Donald is the director of RCNH, a financial 35-year-old national and global supplier of precious metals.
Overspending, excess spending, money printing, and our interest alone on our debt is so high, it's as big as our defense budget right now.
We are currently living in a very high-risk environment, both economically and geopolitically.
Valuable and free information from experts are contained in these short 7 to 15-minute podcasts. We want to help people understand the various end-time threats and provide real-time solutions along with the tools needed for the friends, families, and businesses to survive. Followers of our channel can receive a free action guide on each topic weekly. We hope that these guides will help people prepare for the serious threats we all face at this time in history. Hi, Donna. Hi, Donna. Welcome to the show today. Today we're going to talk about currency threats, economic threats, and viable solutions to protect people and their financials. So my first question is really with Donna, which is about, as a financial consultant, please give us your view about the current economy in the United States and what's going on with the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, that's a big subject, and I'll touch base on a couple different items that are of utmost importance to be aware of. A lot of people are cheering on because we have a new president, Donald Trump, coming in office, and I'm thrilled about that as well. But we still have things that are going on in our economy that could be something that we want to be careful to keep our eye on. And that is, number one, Donald Trump just said that he is going to have an unlimited debt ceiling, which means you can continue to keep printing money, this time without a debt ceiling. That alone, overspending, excess spending, money printing, and our interest alone on our debt is so high, it's as big as our defense budget right now. So that is one thing. It's the debt, and it's global. There's many countries that are having this issue. Market volatility is another thing to keep an eye on. Just with three top tech giants alone dominate 21% of the S&P 500, as well as 10 top companies that dominate 40% of the market on the S&P 500. So when an advisor says that you're well diversified, keep that in mind. One or two companies collapse and the whole market will crash, and it can happen very quickly. The other is the geopolitical tensions and the threats to the U.S. dollar, which includes not only stock market volatility, but there's also cyber attacks, which just happened with China 5 days ago with the U.S. Treasury, that put everybody at risk. The pandemic, which we're also talking about, that stirring up right now again as we speak. World War III, which is another potential that's also stirred up right now. And the tariffs that could potentially Trump could put on China and other countries, which will all affect the economy. That's not including BRICS, which is 10 nations that are trying to come against the United States to de-dollarize the United States as a reserve currency. So these are all things that are still threats to our economy in a Trump administration.
Yeah, and they're trying to make it a little worse as we go, I think. And, you know, it's like I've kind of got this feeling about, you know, you talked about the nuclear, the World War III thing. My belief on that is that they blow up a bomb to run towards it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, hey, Donald, yeah. Donna mentioned this a little bit about China, but what are you feeling or experiencing about that cyber attack that hit the Treasury the other day?
Absolutely. I agree with Donna on many of her points. We are currently living in a very high-risk environment, both economically and geopolitically, to be sure. China is perhaps at the forefront of many of the issues that are going on today. As you and Donna had mentioned, just last week, the U.S. Treasury was hacked by China with a lot of important information that was taken. Just think back a year or so ago, when China was involved in sending over the intelligence balloon over the United States. Ironically, China was successful in doing that. They accessed communications from from the United States internet providers to relay information back to China. I think BRICS is going to be a very important factor as we move forward, as it applies to the United States economy and certainly to the U.S. dollar.
Yes.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is. BRICS right now is comprised of 10 countries. Uganda just signed on with BRICS. And they are, quite frankly, they are an economic powerhouse right now. They represent about 41% of the global economy right now. They are top producers of many key commodities, oil, grain, meat, minerals being several of them. And one of their goals is to de-dollarize, to lessen the value of the United States dollar on the international trade stage.
So bring down the value of the dollar is what you're saying, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And if that isn't enough, then you can add the $36 trillion national debt to the picture. You can talk about inflation rates. Volatile geopolitical events, Russia and Ukraine, Israel and Hamas. There's a lot going on right now, and it's a very, very high risk environment.
Well, you know, you guys, this is the first time you've been on here with me in our podcast, The Worldwide Threat. Our goal is to share with people what's going on.
Yes.
And so they're educated and they're not buried under a black swan somewhere, and their situational awareness gets a little sharper. But ultimately, my goal is to help people understand what's going on and give them some peace in their life. And so with that, Donna, based on your experience as a financial consultant, what group of people do you feel are most at risk right now when trying to look at viable investments or how to save their savings or whatever? Who are you really talking to more than anybody right now?
Well, you know, there's a wide audience there. I'm going to hit on both sides. You have your older generation, which relies heavily on the way they used to do things when they used to love to trust their bank and go into their bank and keep a lot of cash. One of the problems with the cash is, number one, we talked about de-dollarization, but the other problem with the cash, especially in large sums like people used to do, is that they have now banks, and a lot of people don't know this, March 26th of 2020, they lifted the reserve requirement on all banks. This $250,000 FDIC smoke and mirrors is just that. Try to go in the bank and just take out $10,000. You're going to have a problem. You're going to have to wait. They can't even get it. So counting on the Federal Reserve to have this money safe is an absolute illusion. That's number one. Then you have your young generation who looks heavily into cryptocurrency, which, you know, great. But that is very speculative. You see swings high and low. They don't know what's going to be rolled out. There's a lot of unknown still in the cryptocurrency market. Is there money to be made? Yes. But that group of people, so there's a balance is what I'm going to come to, between the older generation heavy in cash, the younger generation taking high risk in cryptocurrency, and they're both fine. But there has to come to a balance of what are the safeguards and the anchors in a swing on either one of those issues.
Personally, I watched something the other day about where China's buying a lot of gold and silver in other countries. And tell us in your experience, because you guys have been doing this for 35 years, what are the pitfalls that you see how people advertise precious metals for people to invest in that? Because I know you're on top of that.
Well, thank you. You brought up a couple of very, very important points, John. First off, as I'm sure Donna would agree, we're seeing tremendous activity now among investors with an interest in safe haven assets, precious metals, to be sure. With all of the risks that we outlined at the beginning of our podcast, individual investors, institutions, and even international central banks are looking for safe haven vehicles. And the physical possession of precious metals, primarily gold, is the solution for many, many investors. As a matter of fact, last year in 2024, gold had its best performance in 14 years. It literally outperformed all other asset classes. But again, the reason that precious metals are in such heavy demand right now is a function of what is going on globally, economically and geopolitically. People are looking for long-term store value.
Personally, I bought some gold from a company a couple of years ago, and I think everything was okay, but I had to like almost threaten a lawsuit to get them to deliver it. And so I want, just without throwing anybody under the bus, because I don't need to be sued tomorrow, but the reality of it is, I mean, the reality of it is I want people that are seeing this podcast, and what we have a lot of people watching this podcast right now because they're concerned about what's going on. What do you see, or how do you see it advertised, Donald, that makes you get a check in your spirit?
If there's one problem that I observe more often than not, John, is investors shoot themselves in the foot sometimes by acting independently. They do not consult with a sophisticated, knowledgeable financial professional such as Donna, and they act independently. And what happens all too frequently, John, is investors become concerned about issues that we've discussed, and the knee-jerk reaction is, okay, I guess I need to get myself some gold. Now, gold can be a great solution for some clients under some circumstances. But what investors tend to do is they immediately act on their own. They go online and they try to acquire gold at the lowest possible price that they can see it advertised for. That is an absolute recipe for disaster. You get what you pay for. There's a listed bid and ask price for virtually all metals throughout any course of a day. So as soon as you see firms offering discounts, or if you buy X number of ounces of gold, we're going to give you X number of ounces of silver, a red flag should come up automatically.
That's good advice. Tell our audience what they should be looking for when they're trying to find a financial advisor, like somebody like you that would go between you and Donald, even thinking about gold or silver. What should they be looking for? What kind of process should they go through to find somebody they can trust?
Yeah. Well, that's a really important thing. I think trust is probably the number one thing that people are concerned. And many people sit on the sideline because they don't know who to trust or don't know what to do. So I would say, first of all, find somebody who's been, they didn't just jump in the business, you know, 5 years ago, even or less, those types of things. They know the very specific mechanics of the market. They're experts where they could really drill down, like Donald D. and the firm at Mercoins in New Hampshire. The people look to their firm when they need to really get into inheritances, to get into really nitty gritties about really knowing this market, very specifically knowing this market. Because there's a broad brush out there of people who may know something about it, but I don't think there's that many that can really drill down and tell you the very specific mechanics, because who's purchasing that gold and silver for you, and how the outcome of what you end up with in the long run, which many people won't even know until they try to liquidate, and all of a sudden they get surprised by what it's not worth, which they thought they got something so great. And this is a very tricky asset class. It's not like buying a stock or a crypto. This is a very tricky, it's very technical. Donald D. and the firm have 35 years of experience in technical information knowledge beyond even what I have. You know, a lot of people have basic knowledge in the financial world, but there's not that many out there that have the track record and the expertise like Donald D. and like Rare Coins in New Hampshire. So when you're looking at a company, make sure that this is a specific niche that, that you can trust that has a track record. And also check, has that company been in a lawsuit? That's an interesting thing to find out. There's many of these flashy companies that have these shiny penny ads that have all kinds of things that have been lobbied against them. And then they go to people, the attorneys go to people like Donald D. and say, can you testify and tell us what they really should have done to make sure that this was done with integrity? And they go to him as an expert for this. So these are the kinds of things that is good to look for and good to know.
That's important. That's important. And Donald, this is a similar question I'd like to ask you, but as a director of a firm who's actually helped people through these hard issues, how would you counsel people on rolling over an existing IRA into gold or silver, or having peace about how they can even manage their inheritance and all this craziness that we're living right now? I like the idea that you guys are kind of a two-man woman team, that you both have this experience that people can see. They don't know you. They don't know me, but, you know, you got IRAs and stuff that I don't know how valuable they are anymore. And I hear that it's a good idea sometimes to liquidate an IRA and put it into gold or silver. So based on that idea and inheritance stuff, Donald, give us your feedback on that, if you would.
Absolutely, John. Yes, we get involved in the IRA space quite frequently. We have many clients of ours who have physical precious metals right now in their IRAs. The process is really quite straightforward. We work with many trust companies across the country. There are several that I think are exceptional. A client would simply open up an account with a trust company. They can fund that IRA with the trust company for precious metals. That's when our firm gets involved. We would execute the trade for an investor, acquire the precious metals for that investor. And by law, in an IRA, those metals must be held in a third-party depository.
Okay, that's good to know.
There are likely, John, many listeners to our podcast today who currently have precious metals in their possession, or perhaps have numismatic or rare coins in their possession that they have purchased themselves. Maybe they've inherited them, and they have no idea what their holdings are worth. Our firm does provide appraisal services for investors. We do that routinely.
That's very interesting, because when we're thinking about this, I was thinking about this podcast from the standpoint, okay, what's bad out there in terms of our currency? And I know that Donna knows this as well as I do, Book 66, about what can happen to the money in this country. And from a purchasing standpoint, that's one thing. But the other thing that you brought up that's very interesting is that you're able to even tell whether or not that gold coin or whatever somebody bought, or that package of precious metals they bought, has a certain value beyond just based on what it is, right?
Absolutely.
And I think that's a very unique thing for people that have already invested and thinking, okay, do I really need to protect this investment by having the right kind of information? So this is really good stuff.
I just want to make one last comment, John, too, that on what Donald said, and that is that one of the things that the company does is they hold people's hands, so to speak. So there's a lot of people that don't know how to walk through that process. And there's that personal service where that it's very important to have somebody who can really help you through the process if you haven't been through it before.
I've never heard of that before, and that's really new information. We will be creating an action guide pointing back to your websites. Pointing back to you, you may get inquiries from people from us. Last week we had 700,000 views on what we're doing, so it's really relative with what's going on in these threats. And so I'm thankful that you two can give people some peace about this, because we've got enough anxiety going on in the world right now. So thank you very much for spending your time with us. And I look forward to talking to you all again.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much. Blessings.
Thank you, John.
Have a good day.
You too.
I hope you're blessed with this information. Please like, subscribe, and click on the notification tab to our channel, and we will send you advanced notices about upcoming threats to be discussed. Remember to capture the free action guides via our QR code embedded in the episode at the end. As a registered follower of the Worldwide Threat Podcast, you have our permission to download and share every episode and free action guide with your friends, family, and other businesses. Each Thursday, we'll post a new subject for you to consider and discuss. Set your watch to watch and to download the free action guide. Thank you. This is John White, the host of the Worldwide Threat Podcast. Please check out everything we're doing, and blessings to you and your family.